I went down to this to Atlanta and to do this TV show that I had never seen. Just speaking of like TV shows that are new and strange, the Space Ghost interview show.
Oh yes,
my Space God! Ghost, yeah. Well, okay, you saw it. You've seen it on TV, right?
Bits and pieces.
Okay,
of it, yeah.
I'm on it by myself. Linnell doesn't show up. It's like I'm being interviewed for Space Ghost. And I've never seen the show.
Right. And there's nobody in the room.
No, there's like it's this weird. It's like in this back lot thing. It's a fascinating show, and it's really interesting. And since then, I've seen tapes of it, and it's one of the most engaging and kind of, you know, the like, what is the Brecht, you know, the term, the V effect.
The V effect.
The
right.
V effect of this show is like off the graph. I mean, it's just the most startlingly alienated show. It's just
what does that mean, V effect?
It's this idea in theater that you are always reminding everybody that it's fake.
Oh, okay,
rather than trying to get
and it's just this ultra fake show. And so I'm on, and there's this guy who's like reading off a clipboard, and
he's
reading Space Ghost stuff, and you're like sitting on this stool in this like very strange kind of like sub cable TV like set, you know, it's just like a green screen thing with like the thing behind you, and like it's just very, very low tech.
And then ultimately, you are just being interviewed by this animated talk show host.
And it's cable network replayed a million times, the whole thing. And the first question is like, do you know any other talk show hosts who have superpowers? And I was like, no. And then he goes, sing.
Wow.
So it was like, just the ultimate curveball interview, but it was pretty cool.